Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
What's up, good people? You already know what time it is. Another episode of King's Landing. It's your boy, Jared King. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter at @_TheKing_. And my good brother, Brian, the stormtrooper this week at KingHead57. Shout out to the good people at the Barber's Chair Network. You already know what it is. Follow them on Twitter at the Barber's Chair Network. Visit the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. And visit the bcnet.com for more podcasts, sports, all the good stuff, man. You already know we can't be live without the Barber's Chair Network, man. So go support the good people, man. Shop with them at bcnetshop.com. You already know what it is, man. Falcons coming off a good old division sweep. Taking them Bucks down, those pesky Buccaneers, man. You know, they fought to the good end, but hey, 31-26. A win is a win, man. That was actually a wild ride. We were up, you know, 93% win probability. It's actually 96. And Kuz miss was like a 10% swing in our win probability. It was a big miss late. You know, 60 minutes of entertainment when you watch the Falcons. We ain't never going to let you go. You know, you ain't going to go bored watching our game. So,
no, you're not. You might fall asleep from trauma.
Hey, man, you know, trauma response. That's your trauma response, you know, fight or flight, baby. But
that flight be to sleep.
Yeah, man, the boys, the third quarter slumber. But, hey, the good guys are 5-3 after 8. Not many people had us picking, you know, 5-3. I'll take 5-3. 4-0 in the division. 5-1 in the conference. Hey, they handling business. They taking care of business. We got some things to discuss, per usual. You know,
per usual,
they got some things to clean up. But you know, it's hard to complain. Like, it's hard to complain. I can always be mad. It's easy to be mad, but I will take a 5-3 Falcons team and find ways to clean up and win than a 3-5 Falcons team trying to find a way to, you know, pick up the pieces.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we're hitting our stride at the right time. I'm glad we bounced back from the foolishness. Hopefully we don't get, you know, suckered into the bad graces of the Cowboys and their fans. So, you know, looking forward to handling things next week, this upcoming week.
Yeah, man. Boys, it's the Kirk Tober's over, man. I'm kind of sad it's the last day of Kirk Tober. That boy Kirk went and put up some stats in October. I don't know what he got going on in October, but, you know, keep doing it, Kirk. I don't know. What is Kirk Vember? Can it be Kirk Vember? Is that possible?
It might have to be something. Might need to call it something else.
Something, but damn, man. Kirk was cooking, man. He had a 71% completion percentage in October. He gave you 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and 1,200 yards passing, and he basically lit the Bucs up twice. I mean, the Falcons put up 67 points on the Bucs in 2 games in 1 month. Like,
barbecue chicken.
I'll take it, Kirk. Barbecue chicken alert. I will take it. But, and then it's like, you know, it's nice to see the offense is alive, bro. Like, we are finally seeing the offense that we've been talking about, that we've been dreaming about, that Arthur Smith thought he, you know, could pilot. He just didn't have the juice. He didn't have the juice for what this needed to look like. And he didn't have a quarterback. Like, it was both coordinator and quarterback. Kirk started slow. Zach Robinson started slow. But, bruh, the pieces are piecing, man. Bijan looks good. Tyler Allgeier, he gets his consistent touches and he makes do with them.
Facts.
Drake had a quiet day and we still put up 31 points because I got to shout out my dog. It was National Tight Ends Day on Sunday. Kyle Pitts, young man. Young man.
Hey. Late, but not never. He showed up to the party.
I need a hat.
Well,
I can't even do hats off. Hats off, young man.
Welcome.
We've been critical. I'll
be back on for Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, man.
Great game. Excellent game, Kyle Pitts.
There we
Proud of you. We've been looking forward to that.
Kyle. He gave you 65, at least 65 yards every week.
And two of them things, boy.
I'm saying 65 yards every week in October. And ended with a bang, 91 yards and two touchdowns against the Bucs to finish the sweep. I can't complain. Strong. I have no complaints, Kyle. I have no complaints. I'm going to call you Kyle. You the eight. No more Vic Beasley references.
He showed up.
Rest of the season. Rest of the season.
Okay.
This ain't a fluke. He finally he got loose. The catch and run where the end of the play was a fumble. But that don't matter. We got payback for that bullshit call when they called Brady. It was when Grady got that roughing the pass on Brady 2 seasons ago. We got payback. We even
out.
Yeah. That wasn't roughing the passer. But, you know, we got screwed out of that win. But, hey, I'll take it when it was time for a sweep. And, you know, Kyle got some good graces on that one. But it was the catch and run, man. It was the catching the ball in traffic, stiff arming a defender, and opening up in the open field. Like, we ain't seen that from him. So.
Right. On a nice slant into the zone. And Kirk gunned it in there like he didn't have any. He was not afraid of what would happen. He was like, this ball, the way he snapped the ball, he was like, give me this ball. I'm about to throw this thing right to Kyle Pitts. Slant, crib. And it was like, you saw something. But we finally saw what, like you said, what we've been waiting for from Kyle Pitts for years. To just catch it and take it to the crib and just step out. But like you said, at the end of it, finish. Like, stop doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, man. It's like 99% of the way there, Kirk. Kyle, you there, bro? Stunt in the end zone.
Right.
I know you ain't there a lot, but stunt in the end zone. But other than that, man, I'm good. The offense is alive. We got it. Shoot, they got out of there. Lindstrom went down mid game, and Kyle Hinton went in the game, and. He ain't look too bad. He ain't Lindstrom, but, you know, if you're good enough to the point where they let Lindstrom finish that game without having to go back in there to get some good, valuable rest before next week, cool. That's good depth. I have no problems.
I agree.
No problem. So, only thing I'm sad about, man, Big Root. Big Root went down. We lost Big Root on Sunday.
Is he down for just week to week, or what happened to him?
They don't have an update. I'm hoping it's just a high ankle sprain. He walked off on it, but that don't mean nothing.
Right.
Don't mean nothing.
Yeah, I was looking for it. I think the thing that was, I guess, somewhat satisfying to me is that they're saying that he's not looking great to play, which means y'all were considering that he could play.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not looking good that he'll be out for the season type deal. You know, he's just not going to play for a few weeks. That's fine. Let him get right for the stretch. Like, he got his snaps. We can go back to the original rotation. Will they trade for somebody to add to the pass rush pressure? Who knows?
Let's get into it. Who would you trade for?
I like the boy from Tennessee. that edge. You know the gentleman's name?
Harold Landry III.
Himself. So we'll have two-thirds.
Harold Landry III currently sports a overall grade on Pro Football Focus of 68.7. Mm. Harold Landry III's pass rush grade is a 49.8.
Mm. He's on par with their current standing. That's pass rushers.
Yeah, man, I'm not big on Harold Landry. I mean, just even when I was in Nashville, like, it was, he gets sacks, but it's those sacks where it's like, okay, like, unless Jeffrey Simmons is coming with him. Like, I don't think
that's happening.
I don't think Harold Landry is that much better than, like, Leonard Floyd when he was with the Rams. He's a good player, solid player, but it's an environment dependent type player where our D-line, I'd do Za'Darius Smith from the Browns.
I like him.
Yeah. He's 32. You know, he's older. Basically Judon, but he's 6'4", 275. Now I got weight on the outside. But I don't know, man. Like, I'm very much team don't make a trade. I'm very much, because at this point you got first, you got second, and you got fourth round pick next year. And
yeah, I'm not pressed to trade anybody at all.
Yeah, like, unless you can get the Josh Uche trade that the Chiefs just did, where it's like they gave the Patriots a 2026 sixth round pick. I'll do that. Mm-hmm. I'll dangle that out there and see what I can get. But to give up another top four round pick, Judon got to come alive. Basically, that's what it comes down to. Like, we desperate right now because you gave up a third for Judon, and Judon has got 1.5 sacks.
Does Judon's language, contract language, or terms of that trade elevate that pick that we gave, or is that a solid?
No, it's just a third.
Okay, yeah, I'm not particularly interested in trading any draft picks. I don't think we press. We can sign some people, but. Like, even with the Za'Darius trade, they're going to want some kind of compensation. They're not just going to get rid of that man, even though they're sitting at 2-5 in you know, overall, even though they got hope with J-Mo. I don't see us unloading draft picks for pass rush. People want to get – I feel like Raheem Morris, with this aspect, people want to look at sacks and try to correlate that with wins.
Mm-hmm.
We're winning without the sacks.
I'm a devil advocate. I'm going to play devil's advocate. It's when you look up and you got the Bucs in obvious passing situations and Baker didn't even get touched.
Mm-hmm.
It's stuff
like I agree, that. And I definitely understand.
It's like, damn, bro. But – I think it's also a pass rush is important in the playoffs, but is this team going to the Super Bowl? No. Even if we got a pass.
I'm saying yes. I'm always going to say yes, especially when we've been cooking like the way we've been cooking.
That's not this team. That's not this team yet. I could say, even if you, okay, if they made a move and they got Harold Landry for a sixth, because then he's going to be here next year. You likely don't bring Judon back. And then you build, you use a first round pick on another pass rusher. And now you got first rounder Harold Landry. Okay. Like, then you're playing the long game and slowly trying to rebuild a whole new edge room. But there's no edge rusher that they can go get that's going to turn this unit into an average.
Which cap do you think we're going to have next offseason?
They got a decent amount. They can make cap. Cap ain't a thing.
I'm just trying to figure out how we would add an edge next year, then next offseason.
That's not a –
because I feel like Who will we play in the playoffs? Let's say Vikings. Let's just put the Lions up front. Number one,
they matched up with the Vikings right now.
With who?
We play the Vikings. Like based on the standings right now, you got the Vikings. Yep.
I like us with no bias.
Mm-hmm.
I still like us to outscore the Lions. I think we got the best offense.
Boy, now, you are insane.
We're going to have flashbacks of 2016 Falcons, Super Bowl Falcons that couldn't stop nobody. We're just going to try to score. I think that's this team.
You are insane. You are on a one-man island thinking that this offense is better than the Lions offense.
I think we can outscore them in a vacuum.
Boy, you're insane. In Detroit? On four field, and they got a bye. They gonna have the first round bye, boy. We get boat raced.
Listen, the NFC North is scary, but Kirk knows how to navigate those northern woods.
I ain't saying Kirk against the defense. That offense gonna put 50 on us,
and we'll put 55. Boat race. I think Mooney will cook them. Mooney's familiar with them boys.
Boy,
if Kyle Pitts is playing like Kyle Pitts is playing,
carry on.
We match up. I feel like we match up bar for bar.
That boy is
you got Algier. They got David Montgomery.
This is a
we got Bijan. They got Jahmyr Gibbs. We got Kyle Pitts. They got Laporta. They got Amon-Ra St. Brown. We got London. X Factor, Jameson Williams, and Mooney. I like Mooney.
This is a far cry when we started this damn podcast. This boy said Super Bowl, boy.
Telling you.
All right, I'm going to let you have it. You let me have my optimism last season. I'm going to let you have it. I ain't gonna put water on your fire.
But I don't see nobody. Because, like, let's say we play the Packers. We can smoke the Packers, in my opinion. We can smoke the Bears if the Bears get there. Like, so the North is handled. We can handle. I feel like we can handle North. I feel like we can handle anybody in the NFC. Now, the flip side is we're looking at Big Monster and Pat Mahomes over there on the other side.
Oh, I ain't worried about that. If you get to the Super Bowl, that's house money.
That's cooking season.
Yeah, that's the thing. If they find a way to make the Super Bowl, I don't care win or lose because I don't see Super Bowl on this. Because
we got there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what? We weren't supposed to be a Super Bowl team, and now it makes everybody shut up because it's like, damn, and they got Phoenix behind them? Yes. Like, because then at that point, the bar is like, yeah, we about to run it. But that's the thing. You ain't named a single edge rusher that changes that path. It's like, unless they go and get a Max Crosby or, hell, even Trey Hendrickson, like somebody that's sub 30 who could be an alpha rusher for the next 3 years while Root gets up to speed, Dorless gets up to speed, Trice gets healthy up to speed. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's going to take a first. Or second, I don't want to spend that kind of money.
It's not necessary.
Yeah. So
play ball. Stay healthy.
And somehow this defense has found a way to be I haven't looked up the stats. This is anecdotal, but found a way to be a top five defense in the second half of every game this season.
Every game.
And so maybe this just a second half team. Maybe post bye, we have a pass rush. Maybe they just figuring everything out right now. And it's like, damn, this shit didn't work. This shit didn't work. This shit didn't work. And then they get to the bye and they sit down and they say, okay, I see what you're good at. I see what you're good at. And you give me 2 weeks to figure it out instead of trying to play, you know, okay, we got the Cowboys up next. I don't have time. Y'all need to figure your pass rush out because I don't have time to sit here and try and scheme up a whole new pass rush game. So maybe that's the optimist in me, but I hope they don't use a pick in the top four rounds to make a move. I think that's desperate. Well, because you don't got a third, so if you lose your fourth, now you're talking first, second, you ain't
being ridiculous.
So
could you see a scenario where we trade away a player and get a pick?
Richie for a comp pick.
Oh man, Richie, my dog, man.
Value for deflated assets, brother.
Richie, my dog, but Richie got to go.
How long your brother been telling you about Richie?
Hellum's coming back soon. I know, man, but like, bro, Richie has that tape at UCF. That tape at UCF was up there, man.
Hey, that was not him on that tape. That was Kamal Ishmael.
That was that. Yeah.
It's all good, man. You got to chalk that up as an L. You got to get off that man. That man got to go.
I don't talk about Richie too much, but it's like, shit, Richie, that was your chance. You was getting cooked.
Cooked all like over that, the field.
He was never in good position at all. Like, damn, mm-hmm. bro. You could accidentally be in the right spot. Bro was like intentionally in the wrong spot the whole game. Like, that's hard to do.
He like a 4-year vet, ain't he?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Time to go.
So, yeah, Richie gonna
Kyle Pitts is proving his.
Yeah.
Richie's not.
I got another thing too. Because I got some beef with people talking about Terry not a good GM. This is the third scheme that Terry has had to draft for.
Mm, say that.
On the defense.
What does that mean? Hold on. What does that mean to the people out there?
We went from GM. We went from DNP scheme. DNP's want a, you know, bigger 3-4, you know, stout up front, and we playing coverage on the back end, to Ryan Nielsen was 4-3, bigger D line. That's why we got Calais and Bud Dupree and man on the back end, to whatever Jimmy Lake think he's doing, you know, 2-4-5. It's a 2-4-5 until it's not. And so it's like, how do I draft to build a defense if I got to change the scheme again? Like, Caden Ellis was good in Nielsen's scheme because it was a 4-D line scheme and he got to blitz and chase. Landman was mm-hmm. better in that scheme because he was protected and all he was doing was flowing and hitting the hole. They not the linebackers that take on blocks, get off, and make a play. That's not who they are. And that's what you're asking them to be. And then you're like, damn, our whole linebacker core hurt. No shit.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what this game is. But and also you wanna run a 2-4-5 with two D linemen that are barely 300 pounds. That don't make no sense to me.
Can't do it.
So
you think we bring back Calais?
That's a trade I could explore, but no.
Would you send a 4th?
Mm-mm.
A 6th?
Hey, man, 40. I send a 6th or a 7th, yeah.
But he spells pass rush. Remember the SpongeBob words? Pass rush.
6 or 7. I ain't sending it. He going to be gone.
One last hurrah.
And I won't get a comp pick because he's gonna be retired, gone. Like it's not like with Judon. Yeah, if Judon signs somewhere else, you might get a comp pick. Calais is like, all right, cool. That was the end of my career. Thank you. So yeah, no, I'm not chasing Judon. Like, I think Terry making calls, but unless he get a sweet deal, I think Uche going for 2026-6 probably jacked up the market.
I can see that. That makes sense.
So we gonna see. But mm-hmm. now we got up next. Who coming to town, brother?
Yeehaw.
Man.
Yeehaw.
Hey.
Them Cowboys. Jerry.
Oh, Jerry coming to town.
That boy CeeDee Lamb. How many yards CeeDee Lamb gonna have?
Ooh, 150.
I was gonna say 125.
150. Take the over, y'all. You know, AJ, you know, I'm gonna call you AJ now. But ooh, that boy CeeDee. First off, AJ can't guard CD. So I'm gonna just that's not a slight at AJ. I'm not
that would just be an exhibition, bro. You man up. You did it against these little Buccaneers receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Best in the game or top three if he's not.
Yeah, you got your confidence flowing. But like it ain't a slight at AJ. But I also think CD gonna get a bunch of CD good for that fourth quarter garbage time stats.
Like oh, definitely.
So I could see it where it's like Falcons are up 31-14 and CD goes and gets 60 of his 150.
6 for 80.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? Like I think they'll be able to corral him good enough because I don't understand how the Cowboys aren't good. Like, I'm not even a Cowboys fan. I like seeing them be miserable, having a racist owner. You know, I hope the worst for the Cowboys every chance. But, I mean, you got Dak. You got CeeDee Lamb. You know, the O-line is decent enough. Like, it's not like they're the best like they used to be, but it's not like they're terrible. I don't know.
I think we can get to Dak. Cool. I think we get about two on that. Two sacks.
Jesus Christ. How many we get against Baker?
Baker Mayfield is a different monster in sacks.
You've been saying that all season.
Every time. Baker ain't easy to sack, bro. I be watching his little self. He be getting out of there. He a little grunge monster when it comes to sack.
Bruh. I love you. I love your optimism, boy. We got exactly zero quarterback hits last game, boy. We touched that man.
Yeah, Baker Brown be out there dodging them sacks. He be reading the field, bro. Baker, all right. I can't even hate on Baker. So I think we get Dak going to be sitting up there waiting. He going to be waiting for Tolbert. Who else he throwing to?
Boy, we play the softest damn coverage on the back end, boy. They going to be open.
Quick throws.
Yeah, like that's why you can't get no sack because the ball coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only team in the league who plays 5 underneath zones and still give up 4-yard receptions wide open. Like we are the only team. We're the only team who could play split safety and can't stop underneath route.
Illegal.
Oh man, I want this defense to just be respectable, bro. I'm not even asking for shutdown. Like two sacks is an accomplishment. That boy said we get.
I got a question for you. Does Jimmy Lake make it through the season?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't be firing your offense, your defense coordinator during the season.
Yeah,
like especially when y'all winning.
Yeah, exactly. They winning. It's the first season together. We got look second half. That would be my argument if I'm Jimmy. Like every second half, we only give up one touchdown. So pass rush ain't on me. We just ain't got the talent.
Put it back on the players.
I would. Who's winning a 1-on-1? Judon looked like me out there. His damn leg so damn dead. The boy can't get off the ball. It could be third and long. What's going on with him? It could be third and
long. Somebody said wasn't he a hold in or something like that?
Yeah, but still, bro, it's November.
I was about to say it's November. That's over.
And he tore his bicep, not no leg injury. You can't get off the ball. That's just ugh. That's choice. But you know, that's like Anthony Richardson, man. You know, sometimes you just need more reps. You just need more reps to get better. In
the that ain't the case for him. Shoot, oh,
man, I'm not
out quarterbacks. I told you, boy, who out here killing? Bo Nix.
Bo done turned up. We gonna get the Bo in a couple weeks, man. But I don't know who gonna get Dak. Then you say two sacks.
We can draft. I said he was gonna go first round. He went what 10?
Boy, who getting these sacks?
Who getting sacked? Grady gonna get one. Is Grady still healthy?
So Grady and Kurt, they got hurt in week 8. This is week 9. They did not make it to week 9 last season. So they have officially made it 365 days from when they got hurt. I don't know if it's officially 365, but call it 12 months, whatever.
Football terms.
So they they back. We see Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you,
Grady. Looking like Kurt.
I'll see you, Grady.
Grady getting there.
Mm-hmm. He flashing.
I think Grady gets one. I think you don't want to hear this. What's that other boy that you don't like? And they be playing on the edge.
James Smith Williams.
Smith Williams. what was the other dude's name?
Damone Harris, bud. Damone Harris gonna get you on
the edge. Mm-hmm. You're playing good football. He didn't make no stats, but he was playing on the Harris.
I think. Yeah, Damone Harris.
Damone Harris. He played good football, brother.
I like
that. I think Grady gets one. I think Judon revives and comes back alive. He's too good to be that sorry.
He might be sorry now. He might be washed. You say he's too good to be that sorry. Damn. Yeah, bro. Give me AK. I want Ebi Katie to get one. Ebi Katie be getting there. He just cannot finish. He can't turn that last step to come downhill into the pocket. But he getting some solid pressure. I mean, I'm holding out hope on AK. I'm glad his snaps are up. I mean, they giving him, bro. PFF got him rated 71.6. His pass rush grade is 65.2. His run defense is 64.3. Not bad.
He's not playing bad football. He's not getting there.
He's not getting there. But I also think it's just – I think part of it is the pass rush in general. Like, they're – everybody want to make the play. Nobody want to be the sacrifice player. Mm-hmm. And somebody got to get himself up. Somebody go be the pin man, get blown up so the looper can come through wide open. You trying to be the pin man and then break off and make the sack. That ain't how this going to work.
And that's what I saw Harris doing.
Yep.
Them wrong shoulders, blowing up them runs.
Yeah, man.
You know, stuff like that. That one play would show me that you're willing to pin a guard to help the loop from the tackle.
Yep. So that's so what
I think. I think they get to him. I'm gonna go over on 2.5.
Damn, we jumping into the overs already. So you got three sacks?
Real quick. Yeah, we getting three. It's gonna be a cheap one at the end because they're gonna be in garbage time. That's when CD gonna pick up that 680. Mm-hmm. You know, Dak good to get sacked. Dak will move around, but Dak will take some sacks.
Bruh.
You know, he got them heavy legs.
Well, we revisit this. I'll see you next Thursday. Next Thursday when we have another zero burger. That's fine.
The head coach talking about it, baby. Ain't gonna be no zero burgers.
The head coach talking about it. I hope, man. Three sacks would be nice, man. Four, get out of the single digits. Like,
hey, we get four. You have to talk to me nice. That means we got a pass rush.
No, that just mean we play a very terrible team. It'd be nice to get to 6-3. If we get to 6-3 and we got four sacks, it'd be a nice day. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. Like, I do think we're going to put up another 30. The Cowboys' defense is very bad. You ain't got no Micah Parsons. You have no Trevon Diggs. You have no Deron Bland. Dan Quinn gone. Yeah, like, they can't stop the run. Yeah, I got nothing for this defense. Like, I don't got nothing for you. I got nothing for you. This Cowboys defense isn't good. And Kirk been on fire. The whole offense has been on fire. Zach Robinson has found a groove. We went from, I think we were, what, 30th in third down conversions to 12th over the past 4 weeks. So he done found his, you know, he done found his vibe. Cowboys giving up 28 points a game. We
comfortably scoring 28 points.
Yeah. Like.
Like you said, Kirk Cook. Kirk missed less than five passes.
Yeah, bro. Like, Kirk is locked in. So,
actually, let me get that right. He missed six passes, but that's okay. I can live with that. That's four touchdowns and no picks.
Yep.
And a nice little scramble with cheese.
Yeah, man. So, this is one where they should flex their muscles a little bit and just say, yeah, we get the bum ass Cowboys. We back at the crib. You know, let's have some fun. Cowboys giving up 370 yards per game, bro. They giving up 150 on the ground. This should be a game where Kirk throws for 250 on like 20 passes. Like, Kirk shouldn't have more.
You said Kirk's got what?
Kirk shouldn't have more than 20, 25 passes this game.
I agree. I was giving you the comparisons earlier in this episode with the Lions. We could skin their foreheads off with points, just like the Lions.
He said Lions beat their ass 47-9. We can do that to them. Yee, they sure did. That would be three rough weeks in a row. They got, with a bye week in there, they lost 47-9 before the bye week. Had they bye week, week seven, came off the bye week against the Niners and lost 30-24.
Mm-hmm.
Which it was, if we want to be honest, it was 17-30 with 4 minutes left in the game. So it really wasn't all that close. Boy.
I just need these boys to come ready and awake.
Ooh, yeah.
They can't be resting on their laurels. And we planted a crib. Can we please get a win in front of the home team faithful, the Falcons faithful?
They going to.
Can we swag surf for Kirk one time, please?
They going to. I mean, bro, Cowboys done gave up 77 points in their last two games.
Did Jerry going to be there?
Hell no. Nah. You know him and Arthur Blank got beef, man. Jerry don't want to be in those.
That's another reason why they should smoke them boys.
Yeah, man. Jerry don't want to be in no city like Atlanta. You think Jerry Jones want to be in Atlanta watching his team get boat raced? You know,
yeah, couple, man. That gold wing sweet nice. He'd be up in there with in the presidential suite in the gold wing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He better go. Shoot. He ain't go see his boy Nick Bosa. He ain't travel to San Fran to see his homie, man. He ain't coming down to Atlanta.
Why is that his boy?
Hey, man. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to talk too much about it. I don't want to take the focus off of what we're talking about. But, yeah, man. This is going to be a fun one. Like, normally when we play the Cowboys, I'm just like, just please be competitive. Don't look bad about it. Against the Cowboys, just because it's like you get so much noise, like they so obnoxious. But it's like this one is like beat the shit out of them, like
please.
This should be kind of like a mid-season statement game. Like you already done, you got the division locked up, you know, as locked up as you can at this point in the season. You're 4-0 in the division. You got the Saints up next week. But this should be that type of game where it's like, we ain't going to be at the crib until – we ain't going to be at the crib again until December. So let's leave the fans a present. You know, y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. Hope the election goes well, whatever you want. You know, because we ain't going to see y'all until December 1st. They're going to New Orleans. They're going to Denver. And then it's the bye week. And so you leave the Benzo with a little 38-17 type blowout. When you come back off, yeah, you come back off the bye. Go time. Go time.
You're talking about Middle East.
Yeah, man, that's what I want to see. Like that's an attitude type of game where it's like they slept walk through the Seahawks because they were clearly paying attention to the Bucks. They were like, if we beat the Bucks, we'll trade this game. Like, don't sleepwalk this one because you can beat the Saints next week. Like, not worried about the Saints next week, but you need to win this one. Don't go into the Saints being 5-4, because the Saints will be like, yeah, we can get them boys to 5-5. Let's do it.
Exactly. You've seen Taysom revving it back up. Yeah, you know, Taysom gonna be ready. I'm looking for us.
Taysom gonna be ready. Derek Carr talking about he trying to come back. So yeah, don't
mess around. On their schedule. But like you said, don't overlook these Cowboys.
Don't overlook them. So what's the over under? What's the over under, man?
Boy, they got us at 51.5. Boy, we about to put up some pump. Unless you see something otherwise, I'm on DraftKings Sportsbook.
51.5. Yep.
I got to give us 3 points. Mm-hmm. You favoring us by 3, but I don't think, you know, I don't think they're factoring in that Brother Simmons practiced fully today.
Tell me more. Get into it. What you think he gonna do?
I feel like that's the Richie factor.
They said, look at what Kay Iden did to him.
These boys, they ain't ready.
What did Richie be doing?
Nah, Simmons might get a pick on that. Okay, he got one receiver. He got one receiver, in my opinion. Tolbert's this okay.
Had but, George Pickens.
Listen, just saying.
This is CD. He said they got one receiver. AJ.
They got one receiver. AJ, get on him, match up. I don't care where he goes. You should know everybody's position in the secondary. Don't tell me that you only play one side. We don't pay you just to play one side. He would play man all game. I don't care what nobody else is playing. You remember them Madden plays? Mm-hmm. Zone everywhere else. Man right there in the slot.
Yeah, man.
Man on the edge. Bro, you and man. It don't matter. Stop worrying about your run fits. Don't play the run.
Honestly, bro, like I would be like, I don't even want you playing the run. Just look at CD. You just
watch his waist and flip your hips and go.
And boy said, okay. So Simmons getting a pick. Dak thrown 8 picks in 7 games. So that's not unreasonable.
And I'll flip it. Interchangeable. It's gonna be either Jesse or Justin.
I don't think Jesse get a pick. I need to look.
He's shining too bright.
Yeah, I got to look. I don't know how many times Jesse got back-to-back picks because folks turn that tape on. It's like, boy, if you see 3, do not go by him. That boy's bubble was bubbling last game.
Bubbling. Love it.
Yeah, bro.
I hope he retires a Falcon.
Mm-mm. And he did that on the road. Like, I don't think Dak tries Jesse, which is why it annoys me because it's like, bro, just put Jesse over CD.
And then I'd say AJ just help out in zone then. If that's how you want to play it.
I would switch it up. Jesse over CD in zone every single time. And then AJ and man when we go in man.
Mm-hmm.
That's your man. Every time I call cover one, I call any man coverage. I don't care who you think you lining up against. Go find 88. That's your man.
And I would have it as a locked in zone. You want to send CD in motion, Jesse, go with him. Y'all just you know the field, you know the play. Yep. So yeah, you might have hook curl on this side. You got curl flats on this side, but stay hard on this number two in this slot.
Exactly. Like, it's so many ways to take away one receiver, bro. Like, this day in the NFL, if Jimmy Late, what's your name? James. call that man Jimmy, man. That man, his name is James Paul Late. If you don't get it together, James.
Hey, we call governments out here.
we call it governments. Ain't no nicknames until you earn it, bro.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, right? You James today, brother.
You are James. You ain't even a junior for me to be calling you Jimmy. You are James.
Man. Until further notice.
They at least got into some true 3-4 fronts last game in the second half. I was like, finally. So I'm hoping that's the start of an adjustment. Because if they could get the Cowboys into some third and longs, I'm so tired of seeing second and five, second and six. Like, we know as a defense, you're like, bro, I still got to guard everything. Second and five, everything is possible.
You ain't help yourself at all.
No, and it's like, I need.
That's what used to drive me crazy with Matt sitting up there. Now he gets sacked second and 13. It's like, oh, yeah, man. Game time now.
Drive over. Yep. So, but yeah, like, that's what I want. I want to see some creative defensive play calling. I want to see some sensible front seven usage. It looks like Troy might be back, even if he's not back. Like, help your linebackers. He ain't helped his linebackers all season. I hope Damone Harris gets going. I'm with you. I think AJ kind of heating up. So
I think CD, Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I think CD go for one. I'm like, okay. CD don't go for 150. CD gonna go for 120. He's gonna go for 120. Mm-hmm. But AJ gonna get a play on the ball. PD or
A play in the whole game.
The bar is low.
That shit on the floor.
The bar is low. He only giving you one. He giving you one on his best day a game.
on his best day.
Because if AJ can make you two. No, he not Trufant. Trufant was like, nope. You put Trufant in man, it was a pass deflection. You put Trufant in zone, he was covering grass. But
I'm with you.
Yes, if AJ makes a play on the ball, that means he's locked in. And that'd be nice to see. If AJ don't make no play on the ball, you ain't getting no sacks. Them four sacks that you think you gonna get, none. So I think it's dependent upon those two. From there, like Rico Dowdle, he's fine. Like, I got him on fantasy. He's decent. Zeke is washed.
Dalvin Cook is washed if he's going to play.
Yeah. You know, Jalen Tolbert, okay. Like, are we really going to be, freaking out over a receiver from South Alabama? Like, come on.
Blitz, blitz, blitz.
So. I just want to see. All right, what's your score, man? What's your score? 50 over under 51. I already told you mine.
What's your score?
38-17. Hey, and Michael Penix plays.
We might see Michael Penix. I hope not.
Could you imagine?
38-17. I'm going with the under. I'm going 31. I'm going 31-17.
I was about to say 31-17. That's the only under left.
Yeah.
31-20. Ooh, that's a sucker bet.
Mm-hmm. 31-20. You see what they did?
That is a sucker bet. And even then, it'd be like, okay, even if it's close, 27-24.
Yep. That 50, that's a bro, when they get up in 50s, that'd be hot.
That's a sucker bet. I'm taking it over, bro. They gave up. They've given up points 2 weeks in a row with the bye week. That tells me they don't know how to adjust. They got no Micah Parsons, no Diggs, no Bland. I have no faith in their coaching. They desperate, though. See what I see. But, yeah, 31. We hitting 30 again.
Ooh, I feel it. If we don't, 28-13.
He's still taking that under.
They might score once.
Hey, fair enough. Hey, tell that boy.
I can see Kirk going 3-1. He might throw one. I don't think their secondary is that slouched to the point. I think, but it'll be like a tip. It won't be no straight up just oops.
Okay, fair enough. It'd be a fat tip type pick.
Yeah, like he'll be probably going for like Ray Ray or some shit like that because he's trying to feed Ray Ray. Ray Ray ain't ate off the plate in a minute. You know, he didn't watch Mooney eat, Pitts eat, Drake ate.
Hey, get Ray Ray in the end zone.
You see what I'm saying? Hey, I'm like, all right, Ray Ray. He's been a little quiet lately. We got to keep him locked in because we just signed Philip Dorsett, you know. So
he on the practice squad, man. We're going to see. That's post by. We're going to get to him. So, all right. Shout out, Ray Ray. I hope Ray Ray get a tub this week, man. All right. Yeah, Falcons putting up another 30 burger. You're going to say that average is coming up. We went from seeing no burgers to, you know, we eating now.
We eating out here, baby.
We eating.
I love it.
So, all right. Hey, Koo, don't miss no field goals this week.
Nah, no field goals miss for Koo. Koo going to hit nothing but extra points, though. So, we ain't even going to need him.
He got to hit a field goal if we're getting 31 or 38.
True. Just one.
Mm-hmm. Just one.
All right. Keep a minimum.
Hey, Thursday night football. Before you wrap it up, who you got? Texans or Jets?
J-E-T-S. Jets.
What Pat do? Oh. Get the hell about it.
Yes, sir. Ready to knock this one out, brother?
Hell yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Halloween. Brother, it's been a good time.
Take this off. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It's been another excellent episode of King Landed 51, 1 past 5-0. Brother, it's been a good time. Follow my brother at @_TheKing_ on X, and your boy Brian King at KingHead57 on X. Thug free.